KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The Iowa Department of Transportation, in coordination with the Federal Railroad Administration and Illinois Department of Transportation, is about to wrap up the second public input portion of the Chicago to Omaha Regional Passenger Rail System Planning Study. You can log on to www.iowadot.gov/Chicago to Omaha. There's a link to that under this story on our webpage to find out more about the online self-directed open house meeting, and that'll be active through Monday, May 21st. The open house is intended to illustrate various route alternatives, explain the process used to evaluate those alternatives, discuss results of the alternative analysis, and gain public input. One of the possible high-speed routes in the study would utilize the Iowa Interstate Railroad, which passes through Iowa City, Des Moines, and Atlantic. All comments received during the public comment period will be reviewed and considered during development of the draft Tier 1 Environmental Impact Statement, which will be compiled and released to the public for additional input later this fall. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Authorities in Montgomery County say one person was arrested late last night on a couple of charges following an incident in Grant. 34-year-old Jeremiah John Weisler of Grant was taken into custody just before midnight on charges of child endangerment and serious assault following the incident in the 400 block of Jefferson Avenue. Weisler was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies were assisted by the Montgomery County K-9 Unit, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office and Red Oak Police in handling that incident. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said also yesterday the Red Oak man was arrested Wednesday afternoon at around 2 p.m. 55-year-old James Pionte of Red Oak was arrested on a valid warrant for a probation violation out of Pottawatomie County. Pionte was being held on $10,000 cash bond while awaiting transportation to Pottawatomie County. An accident Wednesday morning in West Lubbock, Texas, involving a bus from Iowa Western Community College has taken the life of one person. According to Lubbock NBC affiliate KCBD, 21-year-old Emily Leatherwood of Brownfield, Texas, died after the car she was driving crashed into the IWCC bus, which was transporting athletes to the NJAA National Outdoor Track and Field Championship in Leland, Texas. 11 people were on the bus. Two of them reportedly suffered minor injuries but refused medical treatment. Authorities in Texas say the bus was stopped at a railroad crossing when Leatherwood's car hit the back of the bus. Under Texas law, buses are required to stop at all railroad crossings. Failure to do so could cost the driver a fine amounting to as much as $500. Officials are still trying to determine if something distracted Leatherwood, since there were no skid marks prior to the accident. The woman was not wearing her seatbelt as required by Texas law. Two men from Omaha were arrested Tuesday morning in connection with the theft of copper from Centerpoint Irrigation Systems in the northwest part of Pottawatomie County. Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News the arrests followed a call early Tuesday morning from a farmer who received an alarm at around 4:40 a.m. from his two CPI units in the vicinity of 145th and Treasure Lane. That's about 3 miles south of the Interstate 29-680 split. Danker said the deputies quickly responded and found a 1994 Dodge Intrepid with Nebraska plates, but no one was around.
I couldn't find anybody around it. Found the center pivots had copper stripped off of them. They searched the area, couldn't find anything. Towed the vehicle.
About 3 hours later, deputies located an individual walking on the railroad train tracks in the same area, about 145th and DeSoto. Clifford Krings, age 38 of Omaha, was brought to the sheriff's office for questioning. A little more than 90 minutes later, 41-year-old Scott Moore, also of Omaha, and the owner of the car, was located in the same area.
We checked the footwear impressions, and they were similar to the footwear that was on both these guys was similar to the footwear impressions that were found around those center pivot sprinklers, center pivot irrigations. They were arrested for theft second degree and criminal mischief second degree, both of them were.
Krings was being held Wednesday morning in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $5,300 bond, while Moore was later released on $5,000 bond. The sheriff says the theft of copper from the Centerpoint irrigation systems is just the latest in a string of such occurrences in the area that was devastated by last year's flooding.
It's always tough because this is out in the farm field, so you don't have residents that are close by, and we've had this happen on and off here. It's not something that's unusual, and the farmers now are trying to alarm these things, so they get an alarm when somebody's trying to steal the copper off of them. So just because of the location, the remoteness that it is, we've had these occur before, and this farmer notified us, and we were able to get out there and, you know, fortunately get these guys arrested. I think he said it was like $5,000 to replace the wiring on each one of those center pivots.
And two men from the western part of the country were arrested last weekend on drug charges in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff Jeff Danker said yesterday the driver of the 2012 Kia Optima, 40-year-old Greg Leszewski of Ventura, California, and his passenger, 38-year-old Michael Christie of Hayden Lake, Idaho, were arrested following a traffic stop last Saturday morning. Danker said Deputy Brian Miller stopped the eastbound rental car on I-80 at around 11:35 a.m. for excessive speed. Conversations the deputy held with Leszewski and Christie led Miller to suspect the men were transporting drugs. He requested permission to search their vehicle, but was denied. Miller and his canine partner Francisco then conducted a free air search around the vehicle, during which the dog alerted to the presence of narcotics in the trunk. A search of the trunk resulted in the recovery of 18 pounds of packaged marijuana. Both men were taken into custody and brought to the Pott County Jail on possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and tax stamp violation charges. Leszewski and Christie posted $5,000 bond each and were released from custody. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Nebraska man has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for selling methamphetamine in the Sioux City area. U.S. Attorney for Northern Iowa said 37-year-old Esteban Curiel was sentenced this week for his role in a drug distribution ring. The South Sioux City, Nebraska man pleaded guilty in December. Prosecutors say Curiel was obtaining meth from several sources and then reselling it. He's believed to have sold more than 3 pounds of the drug. Curiel had a small amount of meth on him when he was arrested last July. He threw it out his car window when officers tried to stop him. A Shelby County resident is being showcased in a new exhibit at the Union Pacific Railroad Museum. Dan Beaker of Harlan was selected to be General Granville Dodge in a new exhibit inside the museum. The Union Pacific Railroad Museum was constructed the exhibit to educate visitors on how the railroad was being built west of Iowa. Beaker said the museum struggled to find an actor to play General Dodge, so his family reached out to him.
Well, actually, it was my sister-in-law, the photographer, was my brother, and he was looking for an actor to do this, and they couldn't find one with the right stature or facial features and age and all that's here. So after they exhausted their efforts at a family function, we was having dinner, and my brother says, well, his wife suggested that he ask me. I said, well, I've never done anything like that before, so it might be fun, you know. And it was fun. It was an experience I never thought I'd have ever had.
Theatrical makeup was applied to him, and the camera crew added more silver to his hair to make him look like General Dodge. Once Beaker was ready to go, he was placed in front of the camera.
They were just looking for somebody that was old like me and still had a little hair and had the right facial features and about the right age and all that's here. So they asked me if I'd give it a try, so I did. They liked what happened, so they ended up putting me in the museum.
Beaker is featured several times throughout the museum on a video screen.
Well, the first one I introduced myself as General Granville Dodge, Union Pacific's chief engineer at the start of building the UP Railroad. You know, give dates and different things. And they split me into three segments, so I'm on three different screens as you tour the museum. And fill you in on how I met Lincoln and fill you in on how he ended up building a railroad with no materials west of Omaha. No railroad coming to Council Bluffs area yet to deliver any steel or timbers. All that was shipped in by steamboat up the Mississippi and Missouri rivers out to Platte. It had to be quite a chore for them, but they accomplished it. Cleared a promontory point.
The museum officials told Beaker the display will be around for the next 20 or 30 years. The UP Railroad Museum is located at 200 Pearl Street in Council Bluffs and is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturday. Admission is free. Beaker says it was an honor and privilege to be chosen to play the role of General Dodge. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits was unchanged last week, suggesting steady gains in the job market. The Labor Department's weekly unemployment aid applications were a seasonally adjusted 370,000, the same as the previous week. The four-week average, a less volatile measure, fell to 375,000. The decline suggests that hiring could pick up this month after slumping in the previous 2 months. The defense and the prosecution will get 2 hours each today to present their closing arguments for and against John Edwards. The former presidential candidate is accused of authorizing nearly $1 million from wealthy donors to help him hide his pregnant mistress during the 2008 Democratic primary. The jury is expected to get the case tomorrow. And an autopsy is scheduled for today on Mary Kennedy, the estranged wife of Robert Kennedy Jr. The 52-year-old mother of four was found dead yesterday at family property in suburban New York City. Mary Kennedy has had trouble with drugs and alcohol in the past and had two high-profile arrests at around the time her husband filed for divorce in 2010. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Dean Putnam, age 89, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Putnam will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Walter Bernard Steyert, Jr., age 60, of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Walter Steyert, Jr., will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Lundberg, age 81, of Panora, died Saturday in Johnston. Funeral services for Paul Lundberg will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Leila Shepherd, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Leila Shepherd will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Herbert Claire Standing, age 86, of Earlham, died May the 2nd in Johnston. The family will hold a gathering for Herbert Standing Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Bear Creek Conservative Friends Meeting House in rural Earlham. The Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.